You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Today is Favor Thursday. We are here to pray together. It's just by divine privilege that we have access to fellowship with one another. By His mercies, we are not consumed just seeing this day and everybody, each one of us being alive, having this opportunity to pray together is just by God's mercies, and we must not take it for granted. God bless you for being here. Today, we continue on Kingdom Authority, Mark 16, 17 to 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These things shall follow us as believers in Christ Jesus. Now, today, our prayer specifically is centered on kingdom authority and divine favor. So we are looking at kingdom authority in relation to divine favor. Our main scripture is from Psalm 5, verse 12. For the Lord wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. I read one more time. For the Lord will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield? We've read Psalm 5, verse 12, quite a number of times this year, even part of last year, in relation to the favor of God. The favor of God is like as a shield unto the believer. God often crowns kingdom authority with favor. Wherever you find kingdom authority, you find favor. Favor manifesting in opening doors, granting influence, and positioning his people for kingdom impact. So whenever the Lord blesses the righteous, favor manifests. Wherever, and kingdom authority has been granted by the Lord unto every believer in Jesus Christ. But together with that package is divine favor. You ought to know that you are divinely favored. You don't have to behave as one who is frustrated or as one who lacks understanding of who he is in Christ or the package and the promises that come together with kingdom authority. For example, you focus on adding value rather than forcing your own promotion. You can force and force and force. Instead of whether in the classroom, at the office, in church, trying to play politics here and there, stressing over when you get recognized. As a believer, you don't have to fight to be recognized. It is not in God's program for the believer to be fighting to be recognized. The preservation of the Lord is upon the believer, packaged with kingdom authority and divine favor. Divine favor. Wherever it's in the DNA of the believer to stand out wherever he is. Not to be fighting for recognition. Just do better at what you, if it, whatever you are doing, what kind of work you are doing, do your best at it. Do your best at it. For the blessing of the Lord, it added no sorrow. But rather, you see multiplication. It maketh rich. It maketh rich. All you have to pray is remember, Lord, your promises of divine favor. That whatever work I'm doing, let your favor rest upon it. So that I don't have to fight for recognition amongst competitors. It doesn't mean that don't work hard. Do your best. Do your best. Like a dedicated employee who quietly solves problems. Quietly solving problems. And is suddenly handpicked by the CEO for a leadership role, like you see in the life of Joseph. Suddenly handpicked. Because you've been there. You've been a small company, but you've been there working hard. Suddenly handpicked for a big contract. The Lord favor you in the mighty name of Jesus. You have to invest in your own growth and your relationships. Be a better person. Relate better. Read books. If you know that you don't know how to smile, read a book on how to smile. If you know that people get you upset or offended, read a book on it. Be better. If you know that you are not, every time you feel intimidated when you want to sing and you feel you are not confident, read scriptures on it. Get a book on that, how to be confident, how to speak publicly very well. Rather, add value to yourself because the Lord has favored you as you are working hard in the mighty name of Jesus. And the last thing I'll say is that let your integrity in God's favor fight your battles. Let your integrity in God's favor fight your battles. When you look at a woman in a store who's running a business and a client comes attacking the woman or talking anyhow, hey, give me this, give me this. Look, I'm in a hurry. What? I don't come here any long. And the woman just continues to respond softly. Okay, oh, it's okay. And over time, you realize that that woman will win this customer. Perhaps that customer is having a bad day. But the woman will win this customer. Let your integrity, it is not about others. It is about you. When you are favored by, when you have divine favor running upon your life, it is not about others and how others are behaving. It is about how you handle every situation. Today, you are favored and you won't have to fight for recognition again in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you go, sing your simple song by singing from your heart. Be nice to everybody. Don't have to fight anybody. Just be nice. Do your best to the best of your ability. Improve on yourself, and the Lord will bring you into greater doors. He will increase your business, open doors, and never allow you to lose any opportunity any longer in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, our first prayer point is that, Father in heaven, lift me only in ways that serve your kingdom purpose and bring you glory in Jesus' name. We are praying that from Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth one down one and setteth up another. That's dangerous. He putteth down one and setteth up another. So you are praying, Father in heaven, lift me only in ways that serve your kingdom purpose and bring you glory in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Rababaya kaba zandere bedebe ababu shebedebe akaba. Lift me. Only in ways that serve your kingdom purpose and bring you glory in Jesus' name. According to your word in Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7, you are the one who setteth one down and setteth up another. Have mercy upon me, Lord. And lift me, oh Lord, in ways that serve your kingdom purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. For promotion cometh from you alone. Promotion cometh from you alone. Promotion cometh from you alone. Because you are the judge of all. Have mercy upon me and lift me up, Lord, to bring you glory in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. We are praying from Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. We are praying that, Father in heaven, let me grow in wisdom and favor with God and man in a Christ-like way, in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a simple but powerful prayer. As you look at it upon your screens, open your mouth and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Lord hear your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice. Let me grow in wisdom and favor. Let me grow in wisdom and favor with God and man in a Christ-like way, in Christ-like manner, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Let me grow in wisdom and favor. Help me, oh Lord, help me, oh Lord, help me, oh Lord, help me, oh Lord. Show me the ways to grow, what to learn from, what to read from. Lord, grant me that grace to grow whilst others are sleeping. But Lord, I will rise, Lord, to learn, to improve, to be better, to grow in wisdom and in favor with God and with man, according to your word in Luke chapter 2, verse 52. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. We pray our last prayer. Father in heaven, order my ways to please you so that opposition is restrained by your favor in Jesus' name. Order my ways to please you so that opposition is restrained by your favor in Jesus' name. We find this in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. We are praying that Lord grant us the grace that we all constantly please you in our ways, that even our enemies be at peace with us. Your favor will restrain every opposition. Lift up your voice if, as you see the scripture on your screen. It's not by might, O Lord. We cry out unto you. Grant us the grace, Lord, for our ways to please you in the name of Jesus. For our ways to please you in the name of Jesus. That you restrain every opposition. You restrain every enemy, every even enemies, Lord. Enemies. According to Proverbs 16:7, they even live at peace with us. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you restrain every opposition by your favor, by your favor, by your favor, as you grant us the grace to order our ways to please you. In the name of Jesus Christ, have we prayed. Before we move into our last prayer of thanksgiving for testimonies, I'm inviting you to give your life to Christ Jesus. You have heard all that has been taught today. You've even heard prayer go on. But without a relationship with Christ Jesus, it will be of no benefit to you. It starts with having a relationship with our Father in heaven through Christ Jesus. You need to give your life to Christ. And what's even beautiful about this is that you give your life to Christ, you have access to eternal life. Not just the promises of healing, kingdom authority, power, but you also have access to eternal life guaranteed. If you are not excited about this, then I don't know what else that you want. I'm giving you this opportunity. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day, giving me this opportunity to give my life to you. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner born into sin and I cannot save myself. Please have mercy upon me. I cry out unto you today. Be my King and be my Lord. I believe that you died and you rose again on the third day. And now you are seated at the right hand of the Father with all power and authority granted unto you. Therefore, Lord, be the Lord over my life. And Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit, giving me grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37, verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our heart. As we sing this last song, hold on to any documented prayer request that you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will in time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wasamso na menida wo bosheno na meriche when he will tell.
to say was so na many die wo bo she no na me reche when he will tell na minya mi shira en yo nyam ka nyam ye gwa ma wo that these requests are turned to testimonies according to his will, then praise them. Lift your voice, somebody, Lord, we give you thanks. 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you for lifting me only in ways that serve your kingdom purpose and bring you glory. Thank you, Lord, for letting me grow in wisdom and in favor with God and man in a Christ-like way. Thank you for ordering my ways to please you so that opposition is restrained by your favor. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are not a prayer store, but a prayer answer. Thank you that you have heard us and you have done it. Thank you, 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 thank you. And your name come, when you move to more. Service, please contact us via email info@goldmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-0009090. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.